This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and deceit and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 19th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls all this hour. I wanted to say something real quick. RT.com's got the story. Come get me. If I'm wrong, Proud Boys leader wanted by FBI over possible hate crime for burning a BLM flag. Now, you know, that's really interesting. And he goes on to say Enrique Tarario admitted to the stunt posted on Parler. There was no hate crime committed against the wishes of my attorney. I'm here today to admit that I am the person responsible for the burning of the sign, adding, I didn't do it out of hate, I did it out of love, and that the sign burning wasn't about race, religion, or political ideology, but rather a racist movement that has terrorized the citizens of this country. The only hate there is in my heart is for communism and an authoritarian government. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist movement. It isn't about color or someone's skin. Come and get me if you feel like what I did is wrong. So that's interesting. The FBI is investigating that as a hate crime, but they don't investigate none of the statue toppling or any of that kind of stuff as a hate crime, but burning a Black Lives Matter, which, you know, I see they burn American flags pretty regularly, but I guess that's okay too, because all of the racism is in one direction in this completely hypocritical government that we have. So I just wanted to get that in quick. I mean, that's just like the Bubba Wallace, what, 19 FBI agents had to go investigate the noose. I mean, but Cannon Hinton, who's heard any more about that story? You know, that it's not getting the Trayvon Martin play-by-play, that's for sure. All right, going to the phones, we've got Mark in Philly, Bruce in Texas, Daryl in Canada, and Tom in Florida coming up. Mark, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Farron. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You sound good.
Okay, good. I guess the lines are overflowed. But did you get my email about Donald Trump Jr.?
Was it a video?
No. What I told you what I heard. Because Donald Trump was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, and Donald Trump Jr. brought up the word apathy. He mentioned apathy. Now, I don't know about you, but I've listened to quite a bit of the mainstream, well, Tucker Carlson and the rest, but I have not heard anyone describe the apathy, you know, like even mention it. So now what I'm bringing up here is everybody, I don't know, I'd heard several months back that they thought that somebody, it might have been you, that said that Donald Trump Jr. is listening to alternative media. Is that correct? Was that you, or was it somebody else that brought it to our attention?
I don't think that was me, but I did. I know the email you're talking about, and I found the video of that, and I had it last week to play it and never got around to it, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
So what I'm bringing up here is to you, it's, which if that's true, he's listening to your program, because this is what my take on it, because if you remember, over several weeks, I brought up about how they're driving us to apathy, trying to drive us to apathy, which is basically making us into good little victims, right? So folks out there listening, they are listening to us. They're listening to Farron's show. They're listening to Farron's show. So when you call in and give your 2 cents worth about your what's going on in your neighborhood, it means something. Like somebody's paying attention, thank God. I mean, that's my take on it, because I've never heard anybody talk about apathy in any other media, and he brought it up. And so I want to acknowledge you, Farron, for this forum that you've created, you've been with, and you've been painstakingly at it and enduring to create a forum so that others with their perspective and their opinions could call in. I really appreciate that, and the rest of the listeners should appreciate it as well, and I'm sure that many do. So now the other thing that's coming up here is, if this is not about destroying the family, then people aren't paying attention. These are distractions that they're using to scare us with. They're really scary, okay? Really scary, right? But it's about destroying the family, okay? I mean, this, you know, so I call it the term the iron fist and the velvet glove. Many people are aware of that. Well, this is the iron fist in the latex glove, and that, I mean, so they're using the latex glove as, you know, that it looks like, oh, this is valid, you know, this virus and all this, and you're going to get real sick, and people could die, and people have died, and you know, and on that, it's not how many people have actually been affected. It's actually who counts the numbers, just like with the votes. Okay, it's not how many. You know, I think it was Stalin that says, well, it's not, or somebody said, somebody, you know, a leader of some sort from our history, world history, that it's not how many people vote, it's who's counting the votes. You know, and it's not how many people are actually being affected by this coronavirus. It's who's counting the numbers. So they're lying, lying, lying. To me, this is all lie after lie after lie, multiple layers of lies. And concerning the propaganda machine, my understanding is it was created in the Frankfurt School. Frankfurt School was created in 1918. That's a long time. That's over 100 years that they've had practice at how to perfect their BS and their lies and their schemes and their scams and their scripts. You know, they're really, really good at this in deceiving people. And our goodwill people of America, who look for the good and still want to trust the government, they still want to trust Uncle Sam. They still want to trust that the medical, you know, really cares about us, the doctors and, you know, all those people. And there's some good people in there, but they're being misled. They're just pawns in this whole thing. So, you know, people want to believe in the law. It's not law, it's legalese. So, the thing is, people, we definitely have to wake up. And what's coming up here now is with the restaurateurs. Now, I grew up in the restaurant business years ago, and it's a key to the community. And this goes beyond politics. This goes beyond race. So what I'm getting lately is, if the restaurateurs will stand up here and there and everywhere and just say no and say, look, they're bending over backwards to try to conform to these rules and regulations, which these political bull crap artists are changing every other day. And people got to stand up and say no. And the restaurateurs are starting to do that. And by the way, I'm still trying to reach the person that owns the gym. His name's Jason, I believe. So, but I haven't connected with him yet. But so I encourage everybody, you know, people are still going out. They're going out to the, you know, they're calling for pickups or drive-thrus. And listen, folks, if you are going to do that, steer it the other way, back to the family. Go to a family business. If you're not doing business with a family restaurant, find one and do business with them if it's a family business. Not these corporate everywhere, you know, all these drive-thrus of these corporations. They don't need our support. The people that need our support are the families. So that's what I got to say, Farron. Thank you very much for being here, and thank you for creating this forum. And they are listening to your show. Donald Trump Jr., I believe, is listening to your show.
Hey, thank you so much, Mark. I would love to think that's true. I hope it is. I did have that clip, and I should have played it last week. It's exactly what he described. I just didn't have time to get to it. It was only about 4 or 5 minutes. And also, you know, I think it's Miles and Maine. if you can shop at local businesses instead of funding the corporations that actually fund all of the organizations that we consider to be our enemy, absolutely good advice. All right, Bruce in Texas, Daryl, Tom, Betty coming up. Bruce, thanks for holding What's On Your Mind Today. And Mark, thank you so much for that phone call.
Hey, good morning, Farron.
Good morning.
And good morning to all the listeners out there. I missed the first hour. I must apologize. So hopefully I don't run into a topic that you've already covered. You know, since I woke up to 9/11, maybe about 12 years ago, it's always been in the back of my mind, what's the next 9/11? Well, we've seen it. It's this coronavirus. And I heard a very interesting discussion there. I know a lot of people don't agree with Jim Fetzer. There's a lot of things that I don't agree with him on. But he had two guests on his last show. You can catch it at grism.blogspot.com. And these are residents of Portland, Oregon. And they described the terror, the absolute terror that BLM and Antifa has waged upon the city of Portland and up along the West Coast. And these guys, their voice was cracking with fear. And and the FBI is worried about someone burning a BLM flag as a hate crime while Antifa and BLM is murdering people in the streets. And, you know, if anything, this whole 2020, hopefully, I believe it's so that people are actually waking up to the JQ. You know, Antifa hates 9/11 truth. They call it anti-Semitic. Now, why would a resistance movement against the government hate 9/11 truth unless they're partners with the deep state? Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's true, and I mean the point that you're making about the FBI not investigating any of these, I mean, as far as I know, and I don't know everything, but, you know, we're not seeing them come out talking about, hey, we're investigating all these arsons over here. We're investigating, you know, who killed this person that was found in the rubble. But any chance they get, the FBI is more than happy to try to create or manufacture some sort of hate crime charges on someone. I mean, everybody's seeing it now. It used to be when we would do the story, which I've done for years and years and years, about how they found some person and then gave him the bombs and then arrested him for the fake bombs and then arrested him for being a terrorist. But now with what's happening with the FBI, I mean, everybody's getting a front row seat to it, Bruce.
Yep, there you go. All right, guys, keep up the good work. I appreciate your show every Saturday.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. 512-248-8252. If you can, call in on that number. If not, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Daryl in Canada. Daryl, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Thank you. Great call by Mark. Support the local people that are losing their businesses left and right. You may have to pay a little more, but you get better quality food from these corporations. So it's kind of a win-win. So yeah, that's a great idea. It didn't take the Proud Boys, didn't take them long to charge. I thought they were going to charge the Proud Boys with the head of the Proud Boys with a hate crime for burning a banner that was hanging there. They only have $10 billion worth of funding behind them, though, so I think they can buy another one. Yet, you know, they pulled the statues down, as you mentioned, and then after they pull the statue down, they scrawl "Hate Whitey" across the base of the statue, but that doesn't get any attention from the FBI or anything. So that kind of lets you know something right there. I have two subjects I want to get to quickly. Breonna Taylor, yeah, the mother, she got $12 million, and now you know why the grand jury, the black attorney general there or district attorney, whatever, in Kentucky didn't want to pursue this, because the truth would have come out. Yet some of these black grand jurors wanted to go further and charge these officers with murder or manslaughter or whatever, but they only got charged, one of them got charged with reckless shooting into a, if that's never going to stand either. But this is a very common thing I think you're going to see, that you have seen over the years, I mean, especially in the last 20 years. Chicago does it all the time. As soon as a black person is shot, for whatever reason, sometimes it's justified, for the most part it's not, by police, they just rush out. I mean, I don't know what the tally is in Chicago right now, how many hundreds of millions of dollars they just randomly pay out to a black person if they're shot by police, no matter whether they're guilty or not. I mean, if I was a black person and I was thinking about committing suicide in a nice family, I would say, no, I'm not going to do that myself. I'll just go and be very reckless and resist arrest and go balls to the walls to try to induce a police officer to shoot me, make sure somebody's videotaping, and I'll get my suicide and my family will get $5 or $10 million, because that's what they do. It's got to be, you know, it's the sympathy card. It's the black card. I mean, I can see why right now that all of these cases – These high-profile, the Ahmaud Arbery case, Rashad Brooks, both of them in Georgia, George Floyd, Jacob Blake. They're in no hurry to send these to trial because right now the media has their narrative, bad white racist cop against black innocent black person. It's all sitting out there, and nobody other than Ann Coulter putting stuff out, and nobody talks about it other than media like this. So they're in no hurry to do that. Once that's going to be adjudicated, I mean, all the truth is going to come out. I guarantee you that the courts right now, that the district attorneys are just scrambling to try to get pleas so they don't have to put these things in the open, because they're going to show how foolish they actually are when this all comes out. So I think that's what's going on there. Go ahead, Farron. I got one other subject if you want to comment on.
Well, it was really refreshing to read the Ann Coulter story, because always I had thought that there was probably a lot more to the Breonna Taylor story, but I didn't have any clue what it was or any way to find out. But so many of these stories, like, say, for instance, Cannon Hinton, and I can't remember the guy's name, that beat up the elderly person in the nursing home. His name rhymes.
Right.
But, like, I've tried to get some follow-up information on what's happening with that case. And, you know, the news media is just not covering it at all. And since I'm not in, I think that was in Philadelphia, I have no way of knowing. But the Breonna Taylor case, if you had a legitimate media, you know, all of this would have came out. We maybe wouldn't have had the riots. Things would have been different. But it's took till December from March, and Ann Coulter finally, you know, sheds light on what actually transpired. It's incredible.
Right, and that guy did die after he got beaten up. Took about 2 months, but he died of those injuries. But, of course, that black gentleman will never be charged with anything more than just being a little bit nutty that he was, apparently, because isn't that the way they like to slough a lot of these crimes off by these minorities? They say that the gentleman is mentally disturbed, so they don't want to try to make him look in a bad light. And yeah, well, we've seen drips and drabs of all this evidence with Breonna Taylor over the last few months on the Internet, but she tied it up really nicely, so anybody wants to read that, that would be a great thing. Last thing I want to say is there's still another alternative, apparently. I think most, near 30 of the state House of Representatives are run by the Republicans, so they have all these dual electors now that were done this week on Tuesday, I think it was. The dual electors were nominated, so they, if they had the guts, they can elect their own electors. I mean, and there was 126 members that signed on to this Texas lawsuit, which was more symbolic than anything, in near 20 states. But people will remember this. If these House members, about 80 of them that didn't sign on, and if these House representatives do not go balls to the walls to do everything they can to throw themselves on the train tracks to stop this fraud from actually going through, all short of all that great clip that you played with those really harsh alternatives that might be waiting, that the president might be doing in mid-January, I mean, they're all going to get, in about mid-2022, before the November, they're all going to get challenges from people that said that they would have done all the things that I said, and they're going to get thrown out. There's going to be a cavalcade. If they do not do this, they still have time. They're listening, along with Donald Jr. If they still have time to have the guts to get these different electors in there before they're going to, because they're going to get bounced out. And it's a good thing we got Rand Paul and Ron Johnson, it looks like, that are going to have challenges on the senator side. And the same thing with those guys. If they're 2022, if they're very passive in the next few weeks, or they have been, obviously, for a few weeks now, if they don't get more on the case of trying to overturn this, I guarantee you that will be front and center and probably the, almost the sole reason that a lot of senators will get challenges in 2022, Republican senators, because they didn't do this. So there's going to be a huge price to be paid if these senators and these House people do not do the right thing. I mean, for God's sake, it's like a, it's like when you cheat at something, the only alternative is disqualification. You know, look at what happened with Russia in the last few weeks and days. They're not even allowing them in the Olympics and stuff. So that's a harsh penalty. So, you know, this is what's got to be.
And Russia can't fly its national flag at the Olympics. I thought that was the craziest thing. Well, what these Republicans, and you're 100% right, but what these Republicans don't seem, some of these Republicans don't seem to understand is if Trump leaves in this fashion through this rigged election, Elvis has left the building. People are not going to care about these wimpy Republicans that we've went down and voted for. And, you know, we gave them complete majority in 2016, and look what they done with it. Elvis is going to left the building, and there's going to be people that's going to run against them, and there's going to be a lot of Republicans that's going to say, you know what, the vote's rigged, to hell with it. So it would behoove them to stand and fight for Donald Trump. But, you know, as everyone knows in this audience, my faith in the Republican Party, the white flag professional erecting team, is pretty darn weak. So we will just have to wait and see.
Yeah, one last thing I'll say quickly. How about that Kansas decision by the Supreme Court? You don't have to prove that you're a citizen to vote. I wonder how the world, I know up in Canada we think, I mean, that's insane. I mean, who, and John Roberts, isn't he been a gem, a Bush-appointed, if anybody should be impeached, he should be impeached for going along with the liberals now. It's just a disgrace that you voter, well, we talked about that before, right? You call him, ID challenged? Something like
that. You know, here in North Carolina now, I was in a dollar store, like a dollar store. I guess other people have them outside the state. You have to show your ID to buy a can of spray paint now.
Wow.
You have to show an ID too.
Yeah,
spray
paint isn't deemed buying it, that isn't racist.
I guess, and you know, the video that I played, they mailed out 1.8 million voter ballots in Pennsylvania, got back 2.5, and we're all supposed to, you know, no one questioned that. You know,
even an average 4-year-old could figure that one out.
I mean, it is the hypocrisy and the depth of the corruption is just, you know, it's mind blowing and sickening. Well, John Roberts is on the Epstein flight logs to Pedo Islands, what Ken says. And I heard someone else say that, that John Roberts was on the Epstein flight logs. So that may be a whole lot of the reason that we see John Roberts masquerade as some sort of conservative, because that's all he does.
Yeah, there you go.
And probably many others, too, for the same reason. But, hey, anything else you'd like to add, Daryl?
No, I just say it's not too late. You know, sometimes you think it's too late, but it's not too late. There's time to, and you know, it's going to, when all the, it's so, everything's so rushed now, just wait for the time between if Biden is inaugurated and the next election. All this stuff is going to come out in, you know, very nice and slow and methodical, and it's going to be say, yeah, Donald, he was right. Look, he was right. Even some of the people that don't want to say, you know, don't want to acknowledge this now, they're just going to be overwhelmed. They're already overwhelmed. It's like the O.J. Simpson trial. There was enough evidence to 10 times, 20 times to convict him, but there's going to be all this evidence that's going to come out, more evidence. It's just going to keep coming out, affidavit. And I mean, like you talked about, 20 million, 30 million illegal aliens, there's never going to, and they're going to rush them to get to the voter booths in 2024. So, yeah, there's nobody that's ever going to be elected other than left, for far left, because they have nothing to worry about. Because if they got all these illegals and all the vote fraud in 2024, they can be as radical as they want. Normally, politicians want to be reelected, so they have to be moderate. Not anymore. They got all the aces on their side. And on that note, thank you, Farron, for taking my call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tom in Florida. Betty and then Tony in Chicago coming up. Tom, how you doing? Thanks
for holding.
You
have the number, though. Let me write it down.
Hey, Tom. We got you.
How did you get that number from him?
Hey, hey, Tom.
Have a great day. Hello, Baron?
Yes, I got you, Tom. Go ahead.
Yes, and first off, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. Thank you now. The guy from ADT. Okay, Farron, like I said, have a wonderful holidays coming up. Merry Christmas. What I want to get on is what you were talking about NASCAR. NASCAR. It's lost, what, I think 50% of the viewership. I think all these sports leagues are all losing a major, fan base. And I think that's a wonderful thing in a way because it's all political anyway. The whole freaking sports world has gone political, for nonsense. I think a lot of people are waking up and they're saying, that's it, no more. And I who's paying all these people all these big salaries, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's had to take a massive toll, Tom, because I'm in North Carolina and everybody that I know, except one, I guess he's the diehard exception, has abandoned NASCAR. They've took their flags down out of their yards. I don't know if they folded them up or if they burnt them. I mean, in this area of North Carolina, it's not uncommon in years past for people to have, flags in their yard for whatever driver, bumper stickers. I mean, things hanging off their cars for what, but none of it. None, it's like it all just disappeared.
Well, the same thing was going on here in Daytona, in Florida, Daytona, and in Homestead. People are not, our enthusiasm for NASCAR is totally wiped out. It's gone. I don't think it ever's going to come back. And, you had this Bubba Wallace. And, this is all nincompoop stuff. But now let's get back to I want to talk about. And I'll get on immigration the last thing, because I know you know the callers, but I'll make it quick. First off, this election. Now, Michigan, they just came out with a county that's supposedly on election day that Biden won. Now went back to Trump. Trump picked up almost 6,000 votes in that county. You heard about that, Farron?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that is major fraud. Right there that told you the whole election was rigged. It's a disaster what they have done, okay? Getting back to the Hispanics, I don't know how all these Hispanics that are coming in here, we know they're voting, a lot of them are Democrats, but here in Florida they're not. Here in Florida, the Venezuelans and the Cubans get it. They understand they don't want to turn this place into another communist, disgraceful third world banana republic, which they ran away from. Now, all these other ones from Central America coming here. Why are these people coming here, Farron? Why aren't they going to South America? Why do you have this massive continent down there? They speak the language Spanish. Why are they all coming up here if white man is such a bad people? If white Anglos are so bad, why are all these blacks from Africa want to come here to take over? You know, this is a total wipeout of taking down the white race. Let's not kid ourselves anymore. I'm fed up with it. And there's white trash that needs to be punished severely for what they have done, including that bumbling, dirty Irish, bumbling Biden with his crazy son Hunter, who got kicked out of the military, dishonorable discharge, Farron, crackhead. And this guy's got millions of dollars, and I know guys that work their tails off, they're block masons, and even work their to their hands to the bone, and they can barely pay their bills. Now, this is ridiculous, and this is all about taking down the white Northern Europeans in this country. Bottom line, that's what it's all about, Farron. You know that. I know, and all your callers know it. Now, I don't want to hear no crap about, how great immigration is for this country. It is not great. It's destroying the freaking place. You don't see the Chinese bringing in multiple millions of people in China. You don't see all these Muslim countries wanting to bring in millions of Christians, do you, Farron?
That's exactly right, Tom. I mean, if creating this massive diversity was such a huge benefit, you don't see China running over to bring in Haitians, but it's just the European countries and America and Canada and Australia that's supposed to do this. And Japan, you don't see Japan worrying about bringing in refugees. I know there's groups that would love to see them do that. But, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. Well, demographics is destiny, Tom. Demographics is destiny. And this is this from the Immigration Act of 1965 forward. This has all been done by design.
Well, and let's not kid ourselves. Race is borders. We need to, we need to start paying these white women who are conservative or even, I don't care mainly if they're, hopefully they're conservative, and we have to start paying them to have children, because that's what's going to happen. And look at France. Look what's going on in England, Germany, Europe. Hungary finally got it right. The Hungarian government got it right. And you know, and that's another thing. We got this George Soros. We got these Koch brothers, the Koch jokes. I mean, we got all these filthy, dirty rats are with all their money trying to destroy our Northern European culture. It's got to cease and desist. And by the way, so everybody in your audience knows this. You know the white Russians in Caucasia? It's called the Caucasus Mountains. You know, Farron, all those people were Vikings at one time. They were all Nordics. All the people in Russia, Norway, Sweden, Finland, all those people were actually Norsemen. Did you know that? The Vikings are actually Nordic men. They're from the Norse people, the Russians, the Caucasus region, the Ural Mountains. Who's kidding who? They don't want to educate our kids. Nothing. They have these kids being dummied down like the Common Core, that dumb scumbag Jeb Bush. That guy should be put in jail for it. He tried to do this country. That Jeb Bush, that dirty rat that he is. No good rat, think. Wants to, you know, come on. And we got these people flooding our country with more illegals than we know. Look at California, Farron. I wish you would talk about that for 5 minutes, what they've done to that state.
Well, I mean,
the land of milk and honey.
It's been a disaster for California, and when you look at something like Chips on TV from the 70s in Los Angeles, and then you contrast that with what it looks like today. I don't know if you were listening a while back when I played the clip from the Los Angeles County Library that the local news media had done, where they were just doing drugs in the library, outside the library, spanking off and everything else. And that's the direction that they have chosen to go, and look at the results of it. It's like this. If you go buy a recipe for a pound cake, at the end of the day, you should have something like a pound cake. If you go for a recipe for complete societal destruction through immigration, that's what you're going to get, and that's what we've witnessed in California.
Well, Farron, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but back in the 1960s, when Teddy Kennedy gave you this 1965 Immigration Act, the reason all these people wanted to come here they did a study. It was all about Disneyland. Everyone wanted to come to the United States because they had a Disneyland. They all thought it was a magic place in Disneyland in California. And look at Anaheim. Right now, you got over 70,000 homeless in that one city alone. And you got illegal aliens. You got almost 9 million in there with Section 8 housing, but you got hundreds of thousands of Californians living in their cars or living in tents who are American citizens. They're homeless, and they all want to come here because of Disneyland. Disneyland. You're just going to Disneyland. I mean, what is this nonsense? Look, Disneyland, the whole area. I don't know if you've been to Anaheim, Farron, but my brother lived not far from there back in the 90s. I've been over there. It was all right. Pasadena was okay. But now Pasadena's shot out. I mean, that whole California's gone. It's a wipeout. It's a total wipeout what they've done to that state. I don't see it coming back, Farron. You know, white Californians are even moving to Idaho, Wyoming, or mainly Texas. Or Arizona.
Yep. That's what
Look
Steve's
at Chicago.
Always...
Chicago's wiped out.
Fredericksburg.
I mean, this is a disaster. It's a disaster with all these white trash leaders have allowed it to happen. That's all I can say. You got a bunch of cowards that have allowed this. And you know what? We are a nation of immigrants, but guess what? We're a nation of immigrants who were had an image of our founding fathers, okay? Mainly. Our founding fathers never expected this nonsense. Guarantee it. They thought it was going to be more of a Japan-type deal where, you know, you bring people from Europe, Northern Europeans over in America. Not what's happening now. It's a total wipeout. Because a lot of people, these people don't want to learn to speak English. They don't have to. They're basically wanting to say, hey, you know what? I'm gonna take your job and eat your lunch.
Tom, could you imagine what our founding fathers would say if they could wake up today and see the transgenderism and the open borders and the massive influx from other countries and these areas, what's the city of Michigan where all the Somalis live? I forget. But it would blow their mind. They'd be in utter disbelief. And I'll give you the last word.
I think the founding fathers would have a lot of people hanging from trees. That's what I think would happen if they could have their way. And I also believe that what they have allowed to happen. But I also believe that, you know, what's happening here now is this going to be It's going to be a lead to a very bad thing with bumbling Biden in there. If he does get the power of for the next 4 years to flood this country with more and more, I mean, I think we're looking at an all out disaster, all out, and I mean that.
Yeah, if Biden goes in, I think
played out well.
They're going to, if Biden goes in, him and Comey for 4 years, I think we'll basically see a practically borderless country. They'll go for it, especially if the Democrats have control of both houses, or even if they don't, because the Republicans always have got nitwit Romney and a bunch of sellout. Look at Chris Christie, the way he turned on Trump this past week. I mean, that's what Republicans are good at. You know, hey Tom, great points.
Yeah, gotcha.
Let me give you the last word. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, I believe I was born in Mexico, and but bottom line is fair, and I'll let you go. I know. But listen, the bottom line is if Biden gets in there and they flood us in, we Americans got to go to Washington and demand that Biden get removed. It's like they got to get this Newsom out of California. We're going to have to demand by the millions that Biden leaves because he's trying to flood this country with a different demographic. That's going to be that bottom line. That's going to be the linchpin that out of the grenade.
Hey, thank you so much, Tom. Thank you so much. Got an email from Macy saying keep books, printouts of stuff, because when the Chinese turn off the internet, you'll be needing them. Okay, back to the phones. We've got Betty in North Carolina. Tony, stay there. I'll get to you, I promise. Betty, how you doing? What's on your mind?
I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about how individuals can help themselves to foster Christianity. And what I'd like to suggest for the individuals is they go to the website Swallow Up and go to sphearsofrule.com, and right at the front you'll see illustrations, and you'll see the creed written out, you'll see salvation written out, you'll see 10 spheres of rule, you'll see the Bill of Rights, you'll see the 5 points of the biblical view called covenantal rule, and put those on your wall at the foot of your bed so it's the last thing you see at night and the first thing you see in the morning. And you see how you go to the Lord and you ask, you know, how can I upgrade the belief system? And that's all I had to say.
Hey, Betty, okay. Was that fearsofrules.com? Fears of rules?
Yeah, 10 spheres of rule, three by God, three by institutions, and four by individuals. And it takes the Lord's Prayer and the Ten Commandments and sets it up on that basis.
Okay, spheres of rules. Okay. All right, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tony in Chicago, and we should have time for more callers if you'd like to call in, 512-248-8252. Tony, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, fair enough. People need to go to BitChute.com, BitChute. I think we all know this video channel. They need to search the channel, not the video, the channel, 99%, and that's not the percent sign. That's 99, P-E-R-C-E-N-T, okay? Just a quick overview of the titles of today's video. Urgent warning to humanity, Pfizer vaccine kills 100 people in the U.K., urgent warning, breaking, nurse found dead after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. Urgent warning, Moderna's FDA report list, 13 total deaths, 6 in the vaccine group, 7 in the placebo. Another one, breaking, hundreds of thousands of doctors and medical professionals oppose COVID-19 vaccine. The last one, the final solution to what problem? And that's where I want to comment. It's the final solution to white people, this vaccine. And I'm going to say it again, and I've been saying it every time I call in the last few times, how people can't see this thing for what it is beyond me. This whole hoax pandemic is centered in, I'm not going to say the white countries, but the countries with a slim white majority, okay, there are a few that actually are white, not many left in Eastern Europe, but this is where this is all centered at, and how people can't see that this vaccine is blatant white genocide. And if hundreds of millions of these fools out there take this shot, you wait 3, 4, 5 years, like Jeff Rentz has been talking about, we're going to be dropping like flies. Immigration doesn't even matter. They could flood us. Well, that's a dual purpose. But I don't know why people aren't flipping out of their minds on this, because they should. It's that simple.
One and, you know, Tony, some of that you're saying, you know, has made it onto a little bit of mainstream media. Like Drudge Report had the nurse that took the shot and then passed out. But, yeah, I will check that out, because I assumed that there's a whole heck of a lot more of this than they're reporting, and that's what you're chronicalizing. And also the other thing, Tony, that's hard is to find out, like I would like to really know what's happening in Russia with the vaccine. Are they really giving it to people? What is it? You know, Japan, other countries. But our media does no reporting whatsoever, and it's a little bit difficult to get your foot on solid ground with knowing, you know, those answers. But you're 100% right. But, Tony, these people are going to take the vaccine. I told you 2 weeks ago I was at the barbershop, and they were all complaining the election was rigged, and then I asked them if they was going to take the vaccine, and all but one said yes. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, people say, well, you know, going out there with signs and protesting doesn't do any good. But in this case, it would, if you go out there with signs and scare the living crap out of people, you'll be fighting the Jew head on. Because they want white people to take this vaccine and die. It's that simple. And if people went out with signs, which it appears they're not capable of doing it in this country, I mean, it's incredible. Up in Canada, okay, there's this site, rebelnews.com. All over Canada, people are protesting against this. You know, I don't know what's going on in this country. And I got news for you. Over in Europe, they're protesting like not like crazy, but it's been massive over there. They try hiding it. We got the videos on vaccinehoax.com. I wish these people could get guns, because it's definitely over there. It's time to start shooting. Okay.
Hey, Tony, is Rebel News in Canada? Is that Arthur Topham?
I don't know. You'd have to check that out. But there's all kinds of protests all over Canada. I don't know what's wrong with people down here. They're just sitting there doing nothing, and now we got this vaccine out here. But getting to Trump, I mean, people should really join Parler. We have vaccinehoax.com. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Minds. But if you go to Parler, Trump just called for everybody to show up on January 6th, okay, you know, when Biden officially gets elected to president by the Electoral College. And, you know, my opinion on this whole thing is, I'm sorry, yesterday was a deadline on his executive order, and you can hope and pray that something's going to happen on January 6th, but nothing's going to happen except confirming that this communist is going to get in there, and we're screwed, okay? Trump's going to do nothing. Okay, Pence, it was on CNBC. Pence is going to confirm this, and then he's going to go running off to his country, Israel. Okay, and we've been sold out. Trump's a traitor. He's not going to do anything. You can hope and pray. January 6th, he's calling everybody to the Capitol, and he is. And he's going to do something. Yeah, nothing's going to happen. He would have done it already. I've given up hope on this thing. I hope I'm wrong. Just one little last thing. Speaking about the vice president and him going to his country, Israel. It's really not his country, Israel, because, you know, he's a white person, and Jews don't consider the Gentile to be human. Okay, and if you go to vaccinehoax.com under the New World Order section. This is something, you know, we all know this, but you have to see it verse by verse by verse. And they just scratched the surface, okay, out of the Talmud. This is what I titled. This is Israeli News Live. It's this Benoon couple. Rick Wiles had them on. That's what got them kicked off of YouTube. And they're from, I don't know, somewhere up in northern Florida. The one guy, he used to be a Lubavitcher for 20 years and really doesn't look like a Jew. And then he has this wife that's half half Jew, half Slovak or something, or Czech. And, I mean, they're really, really, really good people. They dump all over the Talmud, Kabbalah, Zohar, and, you know, they really go after their former selves. Both of them lived in Israel. And they get this other Jew from L.A. He went verse by verse by verse, and he just scratched the surface of this in the Talmud, in the Hebrew, and translated this. Okay, and I have the video entitled Former Orthodox Rabbi Breaks Down the Globalist Plan. Well, that's their title. Israeli News Live. Radical Jews spill the beans. Will the dumbed-down, brainwashed Judeo-Christian masses listen, spread the word? People really need to see this. And this is just scratching the surface. I mean, it's absurd how any so-called Christians could support these serpents. Because these serpents hate their guts, and they want us dead. They don't even consider you human.
You know, I a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the book Talmud Unmasked, and I don't have it laying here at the moment, but that goes into a lot of what Tony's talking about. I'm going to watch that video a little later today. Let me move on, Tony. I got two other callers and one
thanks
more break.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. Thanks.
Always good information. Appreciate the phone call. All right, we're going to Jack in California. Then we got Dave in Michigan coming up. Jack, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning to all you out there. Just wanted to remember Frank from North Carolina and Dr. Adrian Krieg during this Christmas season. Some of our fallen heroes have to be remembered, and we have to fight in their name, in their honor, not alone for our own selves and for our families and for our children and grandchildren. What would Frank say, Aaron, about what's going on today with Trump promoting Operation Warp Speed? What do you think Frank would say to that?
He'd talk trash about that.
Exactly. You know, I miss Frank for that hothead call sometimes when he'd call in pissed off and charging even his own people, us, and trying to force us to straighten up our acts, straighten up the way that we think. I think Trump asking the American people, promoting the vaccination, is the litmus test to show, aside from all the other proof, that he isn't in our corner, and that this election, as well as the vaccination, is used to just polarize the culture and society. And these Jews want to divide and conquer not only us, but us amongst each other. So, you know, I don't know if you got any comments you want to make in relation to what I just said, but I don't know what else I could really say. I think this is going to turn into a gunfight, and I think that's our only chance. And it's not going to be going out and taking down Antifa or BLM. Let them come to you and let them come to your houses, and then you squash them. You don't go out to the streets to protect your city streets. What you do is you go after the billionaire and trillionaire Zionist Jews, the ones that are at the think tanks like the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Council of Foreign Relations and United Nations and Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Tavistock Institute and on and on and on. That's the only way this situation is going to go away, if we go to the top. That's all I got to say, Aaron. Aaron.
Hey, thank you so much, Jack. Thank you so much. And he brought up Frank, and, you know, since so much has changed since the time that Frank got sick and then Frank passed. And, you know, he was in a nursing home when no one could go and visit him at the early stages of this COVID-19. And there is a lot, and I'll leave it up to you guys, you're as good as me to use your imagination, but there's a lot that he would have to add about the things that has transpired in 2020 for sure. Dave in Michigan, you'll be the last call. The break's going to get you, but I'll hold you over. Go ahead, sir. Hey there, Dave.
Hey, love them callers. Fair and love your show. Listen, people, if we don't assemble, we're just sitting ducks in our own little homes. You know, we can fight these organizations, right? But how do we get to those people? They're just organizations. You can't get to those people. We have to assemble. This is the only answer. I don't care what you think of the Constitution or the Republic or any of it, but if we don't get together as like-minded individuals, people, we the people, that's who it's all about, us. And we can do this. We are doing it, okay? And whether Trump is going to do anything or not, if we don't do nothing, he ain't going to do nothing. If he don't do nothing and we don't do nothing, it's over, people. This is Venezuela. This is a banana republic. But we can do this. We are, we used to be the smartest freaking people on the planet. Everything was based on, you know, everything, all the tests were, we were the best, right? Everybody wanted to come to America. Why? Because we had the best of everything. Well, we can make that happen again, but if we don't come together at national-assembly.net, it's over. National-assembly.net. Please, check it out. Join us on Thursday nights. We've got a nationwide conference call. States have their calls on, you know, different nights of the week, but we got to assemble.
Hold on for me. Hold on for me, Dave. We got the break, and then I want you to be able to tell the people more about it on the other side. We'll be back in moments.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Richard, studio on the phone with Dave in Michigan. His website, national-assembly.net. I've got on your website and done a little looking around and reading, but we've got about 4 minutes left. Share all you'd like to about what you're doing, the website, the Thursday night call. The floor is yours, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Baron. So Michigan started this thing back in 2010. We did settle the state and one county. We have 8 counties settled where we're assembling, and we do meet personally. We have weekly calls, and it's all about teaching the states. Now, the National Assembly, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to give out a phone number. It's 712-770-4160. I'll repeat that, 712-770-4160. There's a PIN number you put in, and it is 226-823#. That's 226-823#. Anybody can join. We don't have much representation on the East Coast. We've got about this past Thursday, we had about 22 states that chimed in that are forming or have formed assemblies. And, you know, it only takes 13 people to start an assembly. Really, 3 people can start an assembly. And you grow this thing. And, you know, obviously the more we have, the stronger we are. We have to have 36 states to really come out of interim and be official. Just like our forefathers, right? This is how they did it. This is everything we're doing is constitutional, and I believe, I didn't start this thing, I'm just a member, but I believe that this is our only pathway back to a constitutional representative republic, okay? This is what we've been founded on, and it may not be perfect, but it's what we got. And we're not trying to change, you know, create a new wheel or anything like that. This is what we've got, and I think we can make this happen with, you know, membership. We just got to grow the membership. Join us, please. Farron, we got a guy in North Carolina. We don't have South Carolina represented, but we've got New York. You know, I think New York and North Carolina are only 2 East Coast states. We got a guy in Jersey chiming in now and somebody in Virginia and Massachusetts. A couple of folks have started chiming in, but... they need help. We need help. We need people. And we can't do this alone, people. If we try to do this alone, you see what's going to happen. Look what happened to all these other countries that, you know, have been toppled by tyranny. We got to stop the tyranny. Baron?
Dave, what time is that phone call again, Dave? I'm writing all this down. What time was that phone call again?
It's 9 p.m. Eastern. If you... dial a 9 for the last digit on that phone number, 4169, and then the same PIN, you can hear the last week's recorded call, so you can check it out and hear what we're talking about. But normally after the business call ends, they shut the recorder off, and sometimes we have an after call that goes till 3-4 in the morning. People are sharing, and I mean, the knowledge that's flying is incredible. People have learned so much.
Thank you, Dave. I've got music. Thank you. All of that will be in the archive if you missed it. When they come for you, go give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
And Merry Christmas. Oh,
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.